Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Has your engagement recently gone down? Does it feel like no matter what you do and what you try, nothing is working on Instagram? None of the strategies, none of the advice, none of the coaches, none of the courses are working? Well, I hear you and you aren't alone. Almost across the board, engagement has gone down on Instagram in 2023. And that's why today I have 24 strategies for you to try out in 2024 to hopefully bring up and boost your Instagram engagement. And of course, engagement matters because engagement is the basis of life on Instagram. Without engagement, you won't get views. Without views, you won't reach new people. Without reaching new people, you won't get new followers. And if you're not getting new followers, well then, how's anyone ever going to become a customer? Engagement is the basis of everything. It all starts with engagement. And so here are my 24 top Instagram strategies to try out if you have low engagement or if you want to boost your engagement in 2024. Number one, might sound a little bit silly. It might be something you've done before, but it's to take a break. And I know this sounds silly, but this has been proven to be very effective with Instagram stories, and it can be effective with the Instagram feed as well. There's no set amount of time. There's no magic number or formula for this. But if you take a few days off, it can more or less allow your algorithm to reset, and thus it allows future posts to potentially do better. If you have post after post after post, you're posting 2, 3, 4 times a day, and they're just consistently not doing well, you're basically consistently telling the algorithm, don't show my posts to new people because the people who are seeing them don't want to see them anymore. So try taking a few days off and it might help your Instagram. Strategy number two is to upcycle. Upcycle is a term that we use here at Build Your Tribe, which essentially means take your best content from the past and post it again. Seeing as how at the time that you're likely listening to this, it is January 2024, or at least early 2024, let's go back to mid to late 2023. So let's say August or September, maybe even October of 2023. Look through those months and find your best performing posts. The ones that got the most views, likes, comments, saves, shares, whatever. Take those posts and either directly repost them again, either by first downloading them or finding them in your camera roll and then just reposting them, or recreate new versions of those posts. Maybe you're gonna slightly modify the text, the background audio, maybe you're gonna change the captions a little bit, make a few tweaks, change it up a little bit, and then post it again. This strategy is called upcycling, and with upcycling, we always see great results. Almost 100% of the time, when you take a post that did well in the past and you post it again, it's probably gonna do well this time. So if you're struggling to get some engagement, look to the past, look to what has worked before, and share it again. Strategy number three is what I like to call trend forecasting. And essentially, what trend forecasting means is looking at what trends are going to be coming next and creating your own versions of those trends before they blow up. Oftentimes, when you see someone post that this is a trending audio alert, it's too late. Often, by the time you see that little trending arrow next to an audio, it's too late. Tens of thousands of people have already used it. But if you look to TikTok first, and this is the real meat of the strategy, look to TikTok first. Follow some of your favorite creators over on TikTok and notice what they're doing. Notice what trends are emerging, what audios are they reusing, and use them on Instagram before anyone else. Oftentimes, things trend on TikTok 1 to 2 weeks before they trend on Instagram, and it is pretty reliable that if something is trending on TikTok today, it will be trending on Instagram in the future. So keep your eye on TikTok, keep your eye on some of your favorite creators over on TikTok, and forecast when they are consistently using some audio or some sort of video type. Maybe it's a before and after type thing, or what we looked like 5 years ago versus now. Use that for inspiration and post it onto Instagram. Strategy number four is called the 10 by 2 method, and this was created by my friend Stephen Meller on Instagram. Definitely check him out. But essentially, what this strategy is going to have you do is look up 10 creators who are in your niche, who are popular, who are thought leaders, people who are in your industry, who are well known. Look up those 10 people, follow all 10 of them, turn on post notifications for all 10 of those people. Then find 10 popular hashtags within your niche or industry. These are hashtags that people within your industry are commonly using and commonly looking at. Find 10 of those, write them all down. Now you have two different lists of 10. And what you're going to do with these lists is you are going to stay hyper engaged, not just leaving comments that say, this is great, love this, but instead leaving long, thoughtful comments, things that add your own 2 cents, a la the Gary V $1.80 strategy. And essentially, you're just giving yourself a voice at the table. You're making sure that no matter who someone follows in your industry, no matter what hashtags people are looking up related to your industry, they're able to find you and they're seeing your name and your comments over and over again. Number 5 is going to sound a little simple, but it's improve your overall video quality. This could be by making sure that you have high quality uploads enabled, which is a setting that a lot of people don't realize they have turned off. Maybe you're going to start using a professional microphone. And I know I say professional, but honestly, even just a $15 microphone off of Amazon is going to be a big quality jump over just your built-in phone microphone. Maybe you're going to start using nicer lighting, or you're going to hire an editor who's going to be able to chop up your videos and make them look that much better. Improving your quality is the ultimate way to increase your engagement. Strategy number 6 is to change how you use hashtags. If you're someone who always uses 30, try using 4 or 5. If you're someone who always uses 4 or 5, try using 12 to 18. If you're someone who's tried everything with hashtags, try not using them at all. And I know that sounds crazy. I know that might sound scary to you, but a lot of research has shown us that hashtags are far less effective in 2024 than they were in the past. While I did do an episode of Build Your Tribe recently about my best tips and best practices for hashtags, the general takeaway from that episode is that they're not very effective and they're not something that you should be relying on. So if you came to this with hashtags as one of your central growth strategies, you might want to try abandoning them or at least not worrying about them so much in 2024. Strategy number 7 is to share your reels to only the reels page. Right before you post a reel on Instagram, there's a little toggle, a little switch that allows you to either post to both your home feed and the reels page, or only the reels page. This tip is to try posting only to the reels page. Now, what I will tell you is that most of the time for most people, this means you're going to get very low views, because essentially when you do this, you're posting to only the For You page rather than to all of your existing followers. But if your existing followers are very low or they're very disengaged as is, you might want to try experimenting with this strategy as a way to reach new people. Strategy number 8 is to mix up what you're posting. Variety is the spice of life and the price of likes. That's what I like to say, because if you're posting the same type of thing day after day after day, if all you're doing is posting reels on Instagram, your audience is going to get bored. So try mixing it up by posting carousels, photos, reels, different kinds of reels, direct to camera, memes, infographic, all of these different kinds of content to keep people engaged and excited. Strategy number 9 is to use other platforms besides Instagram to promote your Instagram, whether that is your Twitter, your LinkedIn, your Threads, your Facebook, your YouTube, your email list, your text list, your group chats, your local sewing club. I don't care what it is, use other platforms to promote your Instagram, and your Instagram will reap the rewards. Strategy number 10 is to incentivize engagement through doing some sort of giveaway. Put together some sort of package, make sure it's worth it, make sure it's not just cash, because that is highly frowned upon on Instagram. I'm pretty sure that goes against their guidelines to give away just cash, but put together a good bundle, maybe throw in a Stanley mug or something, make a bundle that is worthwhile, make the cost of engagement relatively low, but make it something like a share or a like so that people are incentivized to engage to enter into the giveaway. Strategy number 11 is one of my favorites, not just because it's number 11, but because it's something I do on a weekly basis. And it's something that is so rewarding, not just because it helps you get more engagement, but it actually is just really fun to do, really enjoyable on Instagram. And that is to collaborate with other people. Don't overthink this. Find someone else in your industry, someone who does what you do or something similar to what you do, someone who has a similar sized following to you and then reach out to them and ask them if they would like to do a collaboration post. Then your minds can meld and you can come together to come up with an awesome, educational, funny, inspiring reel that your audience and their audience will both really love. Strategy number 12 is to improve your hooks. Your hook is absolutely everything. Whether it's the first slide of your carousel, the first sentence in your reel, the first line in your caption, your hook is everything. And thankfully, we have 25 of our top hook ideas listed down below this episode in the show notes. Totally free for you. We analyzed a couple hundred social media posts and basically broke down what was their opening sentence, what was the hook that they used in order to have this effective viral video. We put it into a list of a top 25. We're giving it away to you totally free. All it costs is your email. Go ahead and find that in the link down below. Improving your hooks using a better hook is one of the surefire ways to improve your content. Alex Hormozi said that he made 20 times more money when he spent all of his time focusing on the hooks in his content. When he improved his hooks, he made 20 times more money. That in and of itself should be enough of an encouragement to start improving your hooks and to download that free guide that we have for you down below. Strategy number 13 is to improve your calls to action. If you're not using a call to action already, you need to. If you are using a call to action, you could improve your call to action by potentially doing a few things. Number one, your call to action should be the action that people are already most likely to do. So as someone watches a super educational video, the thing that they're most likely to do at the end of it is probably not share it. It's probably not leave a long argumentative comment with their opinion. If they just watched a long educational video, what they're most likely to do at the end is save said video. So when you get to the end of an educational video, use the call to action, save this video. But then my second tip for you is don't just tell people what to do, tell them why to do. Save this video if you learned something new. Save this video if you found it educational. Basically remind people of what they're feeling and why they should take the action that they're already feeling called to take. Strategy number 14 is to use color psychology. Essentially, different colors elicit different subconscious and emotional responses within our viewers. For example, red makes us stop. Green promotes action. Yellow grabs our attention. So use colors wisely in order to grab people's attention and get them to take the actions that you want them to take. Strategy number 15 is to hire a coach or at least seek outside feedback. So maybe if you're not in a financial position where you can hire a coach or join something like the Insta Club Hub, even doing something as small as reaching out to your cousin or a coworker or maybe even a family friend, something like that, and showing them some of your recent content, showing them your Instagram, showing them your posts, asking for their raw, genuine feedback, asking for what stands out the most, what are they overlooking, what do they remember the most out of your content, asking that sort of feedback on your Instagram from someone who doesn't already follow you is a really valuable way to learn about what a stranger might think of your social media. Strategy number 16 is to follow the 2-second rule, sometimes called the 3 or even the 4-second rule. Essentially, every few seconds, there should be some sort of edit, cut, or change in your video. This actually comes from TV and film. So you can imagine watching a 2-hour movie, they have this rule in mind that every few seconds, there needs to be some sort of change, some sort of cut, some sort of new person speaking, some sort of transition. Something has to be happening every 2 to 3 seconds or else your viewer is going to get bored. And if that's true in a 2-hour movie, that's definitely true with your short form video on your smartphone. So make sure when you are posting your reels that there is some sort of change, edit, transition, cut, something happening every 2 to 4 seconds. Strategy number 17 is really strategy number 1, which is that you need to niche down. But I'm going to put it at number 17 because hopefully you've already niched down. Hopefully you already have a clear person you're talking to and a clear subject you're talking about. But if you already have the who and the what, my challenge for you is to niche down even further. Get even more specific. Don't be the person who talks about Instagram. Be the person who talks about Instagram Reels. Don't just be the person who talks about Instagram Reels. Be the person who talks about Instagram Reels for introverts. Don't just be the person who talks about Instagram Reels for introverts. Be the person who talks about Instagram Reels for introverts who are over the age of 45 and living in northeastern Nebraska. Get niche specific and niche down even further than you think is possible. Strategy number 18 to boost engagement is to encourage shares. I know we already talked about calls to action, but specifically within calls to action, the best form of engagement on Instagram is a share, because when someone shares your post, the post reaches more people. On average, one share equates to 400 additional views. So if you want more viewers and more engagement, get more shares and create more share-worthy content. Strategy number 19 is to vary your posting level. Now, I'm not telling you to be inconsistent, but I am telling you to test out different amounts of posting per day. For example, some people notice that when they slightly decrease their posting frequency, they get more engagement. On the other hand, some people are only posting once or twice a week as is, and so when jumping up to 5 times a week or even once a day, they notice more overall views and account engagement. So play around with different frequencies of posting to find your own sweet spot and your own audience's sweet spot. Strategy number 20 is to start a new account. And I know this might sound crazy, I know it might sound scary, but we did an entire episode of this just a few weeks ago on how to start over, how to start from scratch, and if you even should consider that as an option. But oftentimes new accounts can grow faster and get more engagement, so it might be something to consider. Strategy number 21 is another thing that we've done an entire episode of Build Your Tribe on recently, and that is direct message automation. We have seen extremely high engagement rates when using DM automation on our accounts. But of course, just speaking of engagement, which is the topic of today's episode, using direct message automation provided by ManyChat significantly boosts your engagement. It's a great way to get more comments, which then of course leads to more views, which of course can lead to more likes. It's what we're all looking for. DM automation, game changer. Strategy number 22 is to use the remix or the stitch feature on Instagram. It's a great way to add on to someone's already great video, someone's already viral piece of content. You can add your own 2 cents. You can add a new ending. You can spice things up, give your own 2 cents, whatever it may be. Add your side of the story using that feature, and really using any of these fun creative features that Instagram offers for us is a great way to spice things up and increase your engagement. Strategy number 23 is to post at different times. Oftentimes we stick to one time because it's just easy for us, or someone told us it was the best time, or some random blog that we read said that that's the time we have to post, when really there is no universal best time, and worrying about the time you're posting is an outdated strategy. So in 2024, vary the time that you're posting. Heck, even try posting at 11 o'clock at night, or scheduling a post to be shared at 2 in the morning. Try out different things to see if one of them really pops off for your engagement. And then strategy number 24 is the strategy that you don't want to hear, the strategy that you hear every single day, and that is to stay consistent. Eventually, you will have a post that goes viral. You will have great engagement. Eventually, you will be that mega influencer, the person who has amazing business results from their Instagram. That will happen. That will be you, but only if you stay consistent. I know it's possible for you. I know you can stay consistent. I know it's hard. I know it ain't easy, but also, if you do so, if you stay consistent, if you keep posting, if you keep improving, you will grow and your engagement will come back. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope at least one of these 24 strategies is worth giving a shot for you and actually provide some beneficial results. I hope you learned something new. And as always, happy networking.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.